I was talking about the Maharishi University of Management in Iowa. I think it's funny that those three things came together. The Maharishi, a college of management, and Iowa. I would not have put those three together ever in my life, but they're together down there. And what's happened is a budding business community has bloomed, and it's become a mecca for progressive thinking businessmen, men and women, business people, progressive thinkers, who want to improve their business skills by improving themselves spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, through meditation, transcendental meditation. That's what brings these business people to this corner of Iowa. They're followers of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, leader of the Transcendental Meditation Movement. He purchased the campus of the bankrupt Parsons College in 1974 and turned it into the Maharishi University of Management. And with the Maharishi came hundreds of believers, many of whom already had business experience and diverse backgrounds. One of these is 47-year-old Cliff Rees, who came from the East Coast. He was co-owner of an oil company. He started Telegroup in 1989 with a friend and fellow meditator, Fred Gratston, who at the time ran an ice cream shop. And together they sat cross-legged and learned to meditate. Mr. Rees calls meditation a great business tool that clears my mind and allows me to focus on detail. All businessmen should use meditation. It can only help you perform better. Indeed, many corporations do send their executives down to the Maharishi University of Management for just that purpose, to learn about meditation. Guys like Earl Davis, Earl's giving meditation a shot. He said, what the hell? It was either that or he was going to be transferred, and he said, all right, I'll do it. What do I do here? Can someone tell me why are the lights so dim? Hello, can someone tell me what the hell we do here? I'm Earl. I'm here for the meditation deal. Say, are there any good strip joints in town? Huh? Oh, there you are. Hi. Say, what do we do? I'm here for the meditation deal. Huh? Just sit quietly. That's it, huh? Concentrate on my breathing. All right. I can do that. Should my eyes be closed or open? Closed? All right. All right, I'll close them. No, I can't cross my legs like that. I'm just going to sit on this lazy boy, if that's all right. I don't like the floor. Well, all right, I'll sit on the floor. Can I use a pillow? Thank you. There. No, I still can't make my legs do that. Now, what do we do? We just sit quietly, concentrate on breathing, okay? And close my eyes. Very good, I got that. Anything else? Try and clear all thoughts from my head, okay? I'm going to give that a shot. Here goes. Can't believe Bittman talked me into this. What the hell this has to do with being a better businessman is beyond me. I should be out selling, not sitting around a bunch of candles in a dimly lit room thinking about my breathing. I've taken breathing for granted all these years, and life has been swell. Why start thinking about it now? Oh, I know. We're supposed to be quiet, right? Sorry. I'll quit talking. What the heck's the goal here, anyway? To clear all thoughts from my head. All right. Empty my mind. All right. Fine, I'll shut up and do that, and we'll see what the flaming hootie happens. All righty. Here goes. Empty all thoughts from my head. I am emptying all thoughts from my head. I am now thinking about nothing. Well, I'm thinking about how I'm thinking about nothing. which I suppose is its own thought right there, meaning I haven't emptied myself yet. This may prove to be a trickier deal than I thought. Let me try this again. I bet Bittman is out selling right now. Probably closing on the Murphy account. Why the hell isn't he here meditating? I gotta get that thought out of my head. It's preventing me from emptying my mind. Damn it. Actually, if they had a Biffy nearby, I'd empty myself right now. That morning latte went right through me. Thanks. Okay, come on. I'm not doing this right. What am I doing wrong here? I gotta concentrate. All right, quiet. Quiet the mind. This silence is deafening. Can't we put the Twins game on or something real low just for a spell? Real low in the background? I can meditate to Herb Carneal, I'll tell you that. He's my yogi. Herb in a hammock and I'm halfway to Nirvana right there. No, all right, I'll shut up. All right. I'm thinking too much. I gotta concentrate, gotta clear all thoughts from my head. Come on, I can do this. Let's do this. Breathing. Oh, man, I can hear my stomach growling. Actually, I can hear all sorts of weird noises down in there. What the hell is that? I think I better get my plumbing checked out. Damn it, I'm not relaxing. I'm not relaxing at all. They said it was important to let go of all stress, to take deep breaths, free myself of all unnecessary thoughts and tension. Here goes, one last shot here. Come on, I'm really going to do this. Relax, 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 Earl, relax, relax.
Mr. Davis! Mr. Davis! Earl! How was your meditation session? Earl! Earl! Earl, how was it?
It was great, man. It reminded me of nap time when I was in kindergarten with my little blankie.
Do you recall having any kind of mystical experience?
Mystical experience? I don't know. I think I had a dream there that I was naked at church. Does that count?
Not bad for your first time out, Mr. Davis. Do you feel invigorated?
Oh, hell yeah. I got a 2-hour nap in, for God's sakes. Heck, if that's all meditation is, why didn't you say so? I understand that. Back to the job I go. I'll put in 2 more hours today. Sure, I'll put in 2 more than Bittman will, I'll tell you that. I'll work that guy.
But were you able to move at all closer to a sense of the oneness of the universe? Were you able to feel how all things are connected?
You talking the internet, you mean? Or what?
Here at the Maharishi University of Management, we try and give you an inner peace so you'll be spiritually grounded as you move into the business world. Were you feeling that inner peace?
Oh, I was after I took a Tums. I'll say that. Before that, my gut sounded like there was a rent party going on in my intestines there.
Mr. Davis, continue to follow the path that leads you toward living in the present. And good luck. On the way out the door, please pay the secretary for today's session.
Pay her for a nap? I could have had that for free on my couch at the office. And hell, my secretary could have joined me. Oh, what the hell is this fee business? Get out of my way, Maharishi. I'm not paying squat for this session. All I really learned is that I ought to knock off the spicy food and that I can say with certainty that I am indeed breathing. For that, you want to check? Get the hell out of my way, pal.
Mr. Davis! Mr. Davis! Mr. Davis, come back! Mr.
Mishki, AM 1500 KSTP.